Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Build Up Show. Liverpool taking on Red Bull Salzburg on Tuesday evening. Yeah, very nearly. Got caught up with that one, but no. 5:55 PM kickoff.
fucking joke.
Of course it is. Yeah, absolutely. We've avoided these all season, so yeah, why not? Massive game, Chris Pajak. We leave ourselves once again needing something from the final group game in order to progress.
I know so many people that are going over to Salisbury. Ben being one of them actually who's going over. And at the time they all booked it, they were like, "It's going to be a fucking dead rubber. This is going to be shit. It's going to cost me this much to fucking go over, and we're going to go through." So at least the lads have done it for you guys who are going over.
Yeah, absolutely. The flip side of that was it was just going to be a really relaxing, you know, wander around the Christmas market. So when Liverpool are playing later. All the kids are going to play, yeah, that'll be fine. But now it's a bit like, oh my God, we need to win.
But yeah, so Ben Kelly will be going over there.
And it'll be 6:55 for you?
Yes, yeah, so a relatively more sensible time.
Better than a 9 o'clock when you're away and getting out the ground at midnight after they've locked you in for an hour as well.
Yeah.
Which is always a pain. Belgrade, anyone.
Ross Chandley, look, we've left ourselves in this situation. A draw will do it. Which is a very, very dangerous mentality to have. Anyone who remembers 1989 trying to win the league title against Arsenal, that won't be in Liverpool's mindset. And I'm certain Klopp will get asked it in the press conference, and I'm certain his response will be along the lines of, "No, we'll never think that way for a second." Yada yada yada. But I think, you know, we probably put our best 45 minutes of football together in the first half against Salzburg, but they were also probably the team that reacted best to us being the better side on the day and gave us a real bloody nose in Anfield, which we'll have to avoid this time around.
Yeah, but I think the beauty of going into this now is we've started rotating the squad. And I think you saw at the weekend the benefits of having a big squad, being able to use rotation. And also the fact that, you know, I think we could probably predict our lineup when we played them at Anfield of who we're going to play. Now we've got players that are coming into form, people that are coming out of, you know, the cold, basically Shaqiri, Origi, Chamberlain. That's good for us because we've got options to go and use, but it's also a benefit in the fact that how do they prepare for this game? Do they have to prepare for 10, 15 different situations of who we're going to play, which is fine by me.
Yeah. I said it at the time after the 4-3 against Salzburg, that was better for us going into the game if we needed anything in the last game of the six in the group stages, because you walk away with a 3-0 win there and they've not put a glove on you and you probably take them for granted in this game.
Yeah,
and we cannot do that now. We went 3-0 up, they pulled it back to 3-3, and then we had to dig deep and Salah gets the winner for us, doesn't he? And that will help us. And now these lads are going into this going, this is a fucking big game, and now they're playing at their own ground, and we know that they're not going to give up at any point. So even if we're 2-0 up, we can't take our foot off the throttle. We've just got to keep on going. So all in all, I'm glad that we got the result that we did against them at Anfield in the manner in which that we did last night.
Yeah, 100%. And one game is going to be a big game for us, I should say. Looks like late Dejan Lovren, he'll be a doubt, I think, obviously coming off Ben in the week.
Well, he might come off Ben?
He's come off, well, listen to me. No comment.
It's a strange injury, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no need to risk Dejan Lovren for this. I think I would feel more comforted, which is a testament to how good Lovren's been in this spell. I actually kind of want Lovren for this game if Haaland, because obviously he wasn't fit enough to start at Anfield and we saw what a handful he could be when he came on. But look, Gomez is the last player in our squad, obviously not counting Nathaniel Clyne, I guess, who hasn't played himself into form yet. I thought he was fine at the weekend, but he hasn't really been given enough opportunities to truly grasp it. And this just could be one of them. He hasn't had that consistent run of games in the side since this time last year when he broke his leg. This could be his opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. He's due a big performance, isn't it? And the thing is, we all know he's capable of it because he was so good for the first half of last season until he broke his leg. So it's just about finding the balance and his rhythm again. You know, a couple of big performances. I remember, like, away at Leicester, I think, quite early on in the season last season, he was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, again, it's performances, you know, he's capable of, but as you say, it's just getting a sustained run in the side, and that's because Joel Matip's been so good, it's because Lovren's been good as well, that he's not had the opportunity to do that properly since coming back. I don't think he's a right back. I think he needs to be playing at centre back. And this is now, if Lovren's going to miss one or two games, he just needs to come in, put it in big performance, and suddenly he'll probably be talked about as, you know, what we were talking about last season in terms of, well, he's the number one choice now to partner Van Dijk because it seems to work in a cycle, just whoever seems to be playing there.
Well, we know there's a meritocracy with Liverpool and the centre-halves and stuff, don't we? You know, I think it would have been nice to see Gomez come back in, but the form that Matip was in, there was no chance of it. And I think there's more going on. It's everything Ben said, but with Joe, I feel like this England stuff might have affected him recently as well. I mean, I don't know what his confidence is like at the moment, because you go out, you represent your country, it's supposed to be one of these amazing things that you do, and you get booed by your own fans for something that's not your fault. And I just wonder whether that's just knocked him back a little bit as well, and, you know, maybe coming back into Liverpool and he hasn't been as good as we know he is, whether it's all just building up on him at the moment. Yeah. And he just needs something to go his way. He needs to be able to show. Someone needs to hit a ball over the top and him sprint away from the striker and round him and clear the ball well or something. And I think it'll all just click back into place.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I thought he was fine at the weekend, as we say. I just think the whole season, the England stuff doesn't help him in any way, shape or form. But look, he starts the season. You know, he starts against Man City in the Charity Shield and he was crap. And he started right back, and I don't think he was particularly good against Chelsea in the Super Cup either. It's just not click. And for whatever reason, whether it's psychological or whatever, there's something been missing. But there's nothing like, I think, the way Klopp sets up teams and squads, of just because it'll give Klopp a big opportunity to be like, to grip him individually and say, it's you now. If you want to be a player at this football club, if you want to be the guy that you want to be in football, here's your chance now. There's no one else. It's on you. Be the best Joe Gomez. And I think he is. And I don't know whether there's been, maybe it's been a little bit of fear in his body after being out for so long. Maybe there's a touch of complacency where he's looked more Virgil van Dijk than Virgil van Dijk at times. You know, so he looks so composed. Pre-season, I thought he looked exceptional. Looked like our understudy to Virgil, but I don't think we need him to be an understudy to Virgil. We need him to be a partner for Van Dijk. And again, if you know, there's no better opportunity to do it, Ross, than right now, because this is his chance.
No, I agree with Ben. I said it after the game on Saturday that he needs a good run of fixtures under his belt in the position that he wants to play in. So, you know, he played against Arsenal, but he had three kids surrounding him by him and conceded five goals. Again, that doesn't do wonders for his confidence, but it's not solely his fault.
Yeah.
But he'll get tarred with. Well, he was
behind him in goal. Yeah, exactly.
He'll get tarred with. Oh, he was leader in that group. It's not his fault. He's playing with three, four people he's never played with before. Equally, at the weekend, he's coming out of the cold, playing at right back, which is fine. Should be a solid job for Joe Gomez. But then he's always tarred with, well, he's not Trent. He doesn't do the same job. He's not supposed to.
Yeah.
That's not his job to go and do that, because otherwise we wouldn't have Trent. Yeah. And it makes a difference. So playing at centre back, I think it might be a blessing. Maybe if Lovren deserves a little break as well.
Well, he played this game. He played them at Anfield, which could be a benefit as well. At least he's had a look at them.
Yeah, no. It's just a matter of confidence. I think, you know, you look at the other fixtures of QPR, Watford coming up as well. You know, you fancy him to play that game. You know, you don't see Troy doing any shit or whatever. But you know, he just needs 3-4.
Not
games.
In the week build up to the fixture. <Ross. Sorry>. Week before is fine.
Yeah, that Benteke's fine. But no, it is. He just needs like, play centre about 4 or 5 games. I think once he gets into a rhythm, some confidence, maybe some clean sheets, I think he'll be sound.
Yeah. I think he needs this opportunity, doesn't he? Yeah. And he'll look to grasp it with both hands, because he'll know now, if I put a performance in, there's enough evidence to suggest the Klopp won't drop me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what he needs to go out there, the sliding door moments. Every player, I think, during their career has the, one of these moments where they take the shirt and they do not relinquish the shirt. It's just unfortunate that he's having to do it again.
Yeah, 100%. Because you're right, you're dead right. You'll look at Matip and Lovren, and you know what? And that's probably one of the reasons why Lovren was convinced to stay, because look, the evidence is there. You will get your opportunity at some point. It's just on you to make sure that you take it, and that's fine by me. Speaking of opportunities, Ben, Lallana, Keita, Ox, Milner.
Wijnaldum,
loads of them. Shaqiri, Origi, all of these lads who are fringe players are all of a sudden in
contention.
Well, just in contention. Because you've got
confidence in them now, haven't you? Yeah. Particularly after Everton, because you know, like last week, you come in and a squad that includes Lallana, Origi, Shaqiri, they go and score five, and you know, suddenly there's a renewed confidence in all those players to the point where the team that comes out tomorrow, this isn't a dead rubber, as we touched on, we need a result, but if the team comes out tomorrow and it's got Shaqiri in it, or it's got Origi in it, or even Lallana, there's always some idiots, but we're not rolling our eyes all of a sudden. We're going, oh no, actually, it's still a team capable of winning or getting a result out of this game.
What we've done in rotation in this last week is we've given a game off more or less to Firmino, Salah and Mane across the space of a week, which means that you know, they should all be ready to come in and start the team. This is the big game. This is the top, one of the toughest teams we've got. We've had a look at them already. We know how good they can be. But also, you know, you can make a case. There's now a nice pressure on them lads as well, because for the first time, Mohamed Salah knows that, like, Klopp could start Shaqiri on the right in this one. He could. I think we'd all still have Salah, obviously. You know, Firmino, we could start Origi centre forward. Mane's going to start. No matter what, we're not likely to start it, particularly given that he's just had a rest. But this is the situation that we've engineered. You know, we can go back to, as Klopp referenced it in the week, the team that usually starts. Mm. But equally, hey, that's up for debate now.
That's up for debate. You know, particularly for me, Shaqiri, because I think, you know, there is something about him, particularly when we play that 4-2-3-1 system. He can finish. He's got an eye for goal. He's clearly a workhorse. You know, I think he's the one that if he is fit and firing, you know, really, really can push a starting place, especially because he can adapt. We can adapt the system around him and make a difference. And I just think, you know, obviously Keita, we discussed on the final word, the performance that he put in at the weekend, he's suddenly in contention for this one. And again, I think this is a game that suits him. So suddenly it's not dropping. Mm-hmm. It's not even rotation. It's just picking from a good pool of players. Yeah. And whatever combination you put out, it is a strong one.
Yeah. I think he might go for something very similar to the Derby game. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a concern over Wijnaldum's fitness going into the game at the weekend, wasn't there? Which I think came out after the game. Not a major issue. He referenced, you know, players had felt something. Wijnaldum was supposed to have been that player, and that's maybe why he didn't get a start, whatever. But, you know, I like the front three that played against Barcelona. I like the front three that played against Everton. I like the idea of, because you've started something for me, Klopp has here. He's started something. I'm going to put you in for these big games. What better way to continue it in a must-win Champions League game? You know, I really do. He trusts these players. Yeah. And I think if he does trust them, then he'll trust them against Salzburg, who I think are probably not as good a side as Everton.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. It's a bold shout. I think the week we've just seen was all built up to making sure we've got the best possible team available to us in this game, because you can rotate against Watford. You've got Watford at home. Yeah. You know, if you can rotate against Everton at home, you can rotate against Watford at home.
You're probably right. I'd love him to fucking put the Everton side out though.
But the interesting thing in this, and it's poor old Jordan Henderson, because obviously he's had to take one for the team.
Doesn't play two Fabinho's, in a weekend, mate.
Well, he doesn't, but he stepped into Fabinho's role, and what's happened? Basically, everyone who's been tasked with filling his boots have all excelled in this space. Adam Lallana has been brilliant. Oxlade-Chamberlain's been brilliant. Keita's been brilliant. So it does leave it a big question mark. You can't really see anything past Oxlade-Chamberlain, I think, for this game, though, Ross, you'd imagine.
Possibly, but everything that Ben just said there, like, you can make cases for everyone in that game. Chamberlain's a funny one because obviously he played at the weekend. what I'd left. Yeah. But then, you know, with his recovery and the amount of games that he has played, can he play two games in a week, yeah, or do you save him for Watford at the weekend? I play him myself. Yeah. I go all out attack. I go with a Genk midfield. I go Ox, Cater, and
I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I go all out.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about what your preferred 11 is going to be. Yeah, in a moment. But first, yes, I was lucky enough to sit down with the wonderful Chelsea Grimes in the studio, talking about their life as a footballer, talking about their time hanging around with the Liverpool squad, etc. And as a superstar musician as well. I don't know, I genuinely don't know how she finds the time for it all, but it's fascinating. Here's a clip.
We've generated the greatest band of all time. You know, the greatest, in Steven Gerrard, probably the greatest. Gerrard and Carragher, two of the greatest footballers ever to play the game. Wayne Rooney, again, yeah, you've got time and time again. And now we've got a world where you've got Catalina Jordan Thompson, you've got Jodie Comer, yeah, you've got people like...
She went to our school as well.
Honestly.
By the way.
St. Julie's?
I know.
My sister went to St. Julie's. She's got a lot of work to do. You know, yeah. But yeah, it's... I feel a great deal of pride about this because for a city that kind of gets... snarled at or get sneered at or whatever.
It's jealousy though.
No, absolutely.
Mate, I'm telling you, like, you know, I live in London now and I hate it. All my family are still here. And you just don't meet Scousers down there that much. Like, if I meet a Scouser, I just moved house actually. And I went into, like, there's a little wine shop and I was going to view the house and I thought, oh, I'll just stop for a wine. So I stopped and I was like, hey, can I have a glass of rosé? And she went, where are you from, love? And I was like, oh my God, it's meant to be. She was a Scouser. She was from Allerton. So that's me local winery. Now she is a blue though, that's the only thing. But you know what, I'll take them.
Well, you're not going to get any shit off her here.
I can take them. Anyway, I can get a Scouser and live in London. I'm loving it. But it is just different, I think. We are built differently, you know, even to say Jodie in an acting world, absolute doggy dog that world, like couldn't dream of nothing worse, smashed it, top of a game. Catalina Johnson-Thompson, athlete, absolutely disciplined, like all that. And then obviously music industry, that ain't no walk in the park either. It's tough, let me tell you, everyone's chomping at your heels. Everyone, you know, you're one song away from having a publishing deal, not having one, and then you're only as good as your next song. I think it's built into you though, like as a Scouser, it's, you know, you don't really get given nothing.
Yeah.
It's a working class city, and I think, I am going to hopefully come back here soon, but I've just got a few more songs to write down there for a bit.
Yeah, you can get that full thing. There's a segment on it on the main YouTube channel at the moment, which you can have a little bit more of if you want to have a bit of a deeper dive into that. But yeah, the full video is on the redmentv.com. Go over, sign up. It's completely free for the first month. And of course, you get the final word show for this game as well. So obviously, on Wednesday, we'll be sitting down, delving into Liverpool-Salzburg, whatever that means, 60 minutes. And it's there on the website, as well as a whole host of exceptional exclusive interviews as well. Ben,
hello.
What are you doing for this game? Particularly the midfield.
Going to Salzburg, Paul.
Over there, being close to the team. Who are you picking?
I agree with Ross. I think I'm going Alisson. I'm going Trent. I'm going Gomez, Van Dijk, Robertson. I'm going Henderson, Keita, Ox, and then I'm going the front three. Blimey. I think we've got to approach this game that they need to win, and they're at home. So they're not going to sit back. They're going to have a go. That suits us. And I think we also need to approach this mentality with, as we touched on at the top of the show, is that we need to win as well. So let's go and win the game.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever agreed with Ben on anything, so I'm tempted to change my side, but I'm going to have to stick with it. You're spot on. I say go out, all out, go and get the game done and take people off if you're 2-3 goals up. I know it's dangerous against them, but I think it's just too important. Like you said before, like Watford, you know, managerless in a poor run of form. I think, you know, it's not a slight on other players like Origi and Shaqiri, but they're more than capable of beating Watford at Anfield, so go big A.
I'm completely changing it. I'm going the back five, as you guys have said. I'm probably going to play a 4-2-3-1 with Wijnaldum if he's fit and Henderson. I'm throwing Lallana in the 10. I'm throwing Shaqiri on the right, throwing Mane on the left, and I'm throwing Divock up front. And I'm
Go ahead. I think we've had good fun for this last week, but that's done. We're never going to go back to the team that we've all expected him to pick for all of those games, and he hasn't, which means that the back five will be whoever the best of who's fit and available. If, you know, if Lovren's fit, it wouldn't shock me to see him put back in, but it'll probably be Gomez. If Wijnaldum's fit, it'll be a midfield three of Henderson, Fabinho, God, if only, Wijnaldum and Milner. And then it'll be the front three. And the only changes might just come if Wijnaldum's if Wijnaldum's not fit, but I think he'll go as Brexit midfield as he possibly can. Because it might be the final. It might
Why
be the
is Wijnaldum in the Brexit midfield?
Honestly, yeah, when he clearly would not be allowed to be in that situation. But yeah, no, I think we'll go back to what's been considered the main team, and then we'll just do something mad at the weekend. That team, I think we might see Oxlade-Chamberlain and Keita completely unleashed against Watford just for a laugh. But yeah, score predictions then, Ben? What do you think?
I think it's going to be tight. I think we're going to win 2-1.
Classic Liverpool.
2-1 again, yeah.
Okay. With my side, 4-2.
Yeah. Gosh.
You know what can stop my side?
Three.
Lana and the 10 lads, come on.
Either 2-all or 3-2 to Liverpool. I think regardless of what side we put out, I think these are good and they'll cause us a couple of problems. Let us know yours in the comments section underneath, both your preferred 11 and your score prediction as well. If you want to know what 11 Liverpool are going to start with, regardless of what we prefer, check out Chris's starting 11 prediction show coming up. But yeah, other than that, thank you very much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Make sure you do go subscribe to theredmentv.com to get you covered throughout this entire very, very busy period, including the Club World Cup and beyond. And of course, in our period, we're going to see Liverpool top of the table at Christmas and all that follows. Yes, thanks.
Hopefully the top of two tables at Christmas.
Oh, that would be splendid. Yeah, we'll see it all very, very soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.